We'll join for us today from Washington by Representative William Lacey Clay. He's a 10-term congressman serving Missouri's 1st District, which includes St. Louis. He's the senior Democrat from Missouri. He's the chairman of the House Financial Services Subcommittee on Housing, Community Development, and Insurance, and a senior member of the House Oversight Committee. He's also a member of the Black Caucus and the Progressive Caucus. Representative William Lacey Clay, welcome to On Point.
Thanks for having me on today, and it's always great to be back on NPR, and I want to give a shout-out to KWMU St. Louis, my excellent NPR station in St. Louis.
On any shout-out for one of our fantastic member stations is always worth it, Congressman Clay. So let's get right down to it. I want to talk to you both about the president and about your fellow Democrats, but first, about the president. What is your response to his continued bashing of these congresswomen of color?
Well, first of all, President Trump is a racist. It's deep in his DNA. He's always embraced hate and division, first for profits and then for votes. And now he's facing a re-election with a shrinking base. And he needs to stoke the fires of hate to bring out his vote. And that's hateful. That's un-American, and he and his Republican enablers should be ashamed. And today, I will join with Speaker Pelosi and House Democrats to hold him accountable.
Mm. Well, you know, the president has also said that he's just saying what some people think, and he's probably not wrong about that. And in fact, not all that many Republicans have condemned the president yet. What's your response to that?
Well, these were duly elected members of Congress that he was referencing, who were elected by the majority of voters in each of their districts. They happened to be qualified citizens and Americans. And so he's wrong, he's off base, and there's no place in American politics for that kind of discourse.
So just to make one thing clear, of course, this latest moment that we're in was kicked off by some tweets from Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff, Saikat Chakrabarty. And I am not related to him. There's no relation between me and him. And he had accused certain members of Congress of Democrats of systemic racism for votes that they took on that emergency aid bill for border funding. Now, for a while, Democrats had a very intense internecine battle about that. And here comes the president, in a way, proving the systemic racism is real. I mean, has he, by virtue of what the tweets he's put out and what he said, has he, in a sense, offered to Democrats a lifeline out of their own circular firing squad?
I don't think it's that. I mean, I did not vote for the package because I didn't think it went far enough in addressing the catastrophe that's been brought on by this administration, by the point people, by the one at the top, the president, as well as Stephen Miller, who have instituted this policy and carried it out. And so that was my reason for not voting for the package. And I think that we have a united caucus and being led by an excellent team of leaders, starting with Speaker Pelosi and the entire leadership team. And as long as we stay united, as Speaker Pelosi said, that will signify our strength. And we have to remain united in order to remain in the majority. And when you look at this government today, we are only one wing of a branch that Democrats control, and we have to work towards maintaining that control in the House as well as looking at winning the Senate and the presidency.
But are Democrats united? Perhaps in their opposition to the president. But, I mean, didn't you just say in recent days that you were frustrated with people like Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for, quote, having used the race card?
Well, yes, and my comments in The Hill and The Washington Post were absolutely correct, and they were overwhelmingly appreciated by the members of the House Democratic Caucus. And I have nothing against any member of the House freshman class. In fact, I've worked with them. co-sponsor legislation and to help them with their priorities. In fact, I consider them all to be talented young members that are essential to our caucus. But sometimes they have to be schooled, they have to be guided back to reality, and they have to understand that throwing a tantrum and using the word racism loosely is an insult to generations of brave people who have faced the full evils of racism and sacrificed so much to overcome it. And the events since Friday have proven me correct. When you don't get your way on a bill, you don't accuse our leadership of racism, especially when we have the racist in chief in the White House.
So, Congressman Clay, help us understand this moment here now, because, you know, as a deeply experienced servant to the people in your district and to the country, as an African-American man, like all the things that you just said, from your compassionate criticism of your fellow Democrats, young Democrats, to the demonstration that the president of the United States has made about the persistent existence of racism in this country.
Sure.
These are all part of a continuum. I mean, how do we move forward here?
Okay, here's how I think we move forward. First of all, the almost complete lack of criticism from congressional Republicans is astonishing. And then they will have to go on record today when we vote on this resolution. I don't think they any longer have a moral compass, and they are complicit in the horrible damage that Donald Trump is inflicting on our democracy. But when we talk about this moment in American history, I would hope that this moment will evoke a frank and honest national conversation that moves the collective conscience of this nation to grapple with race and racism in our society and its corrosive and debilitating impact it has had on people of color throughout our nation's history, and cause us to work for improving race relations as a compassionate people, while at the same time rejecting the hate espoused by this president and a small minority of Americans.
Well, Representative William Lacey Clay, 10-term congressman serving Missouri's 1st District, a senior Democrat from Missouri, a member of the Black Caucus and the Progressive Caucus as well. Congressman Clay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a blessed day.